Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands,
but it's not!
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey everyone, welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe.
I'd like to start off tonight, if I can, by saying good evening to Michael.
Well, this is definitely drugs.
That was taken out of context.
I'd also like to say good evening to Michael again.
How could you make a weed into a gummy?
And to Michael.
It's definitely weed then.
That's a good one.
Good day for Michael.
To Michael?
One Michael's. Big deal.
To Michael and Don.
But everybody's alive, so that's a good thing.
Listen, that's how you really keep score.
That's right.
No one died.
And to Don.
Moron. Because I'm stupid.
And to Michael.
I'd rather be dumb like Don than unlucky like me.
And lastly, to myself.
Yeah, they hooba stunk.
Good day.
Been a great day. Although you did have one big omission in your list, Don.
What is that?
Steve Smith on Twitter brought it up to me. He's so right. And I don't know who you would take out, my friend.
Steve Smith Sr.?
Yeah. Fred and Ethel. There's no way Fred gets near Ethel.
But Ethel wasn't anything that anybody
Have you ever seen? Have you seen pictures of Ethel?
Have you ever seen Ethel nude?
No. I'm just judging her by I Love
Don,
Lucy
do me a favor.
That wouldn't
happen. Go get the issue of Hustler with Ethel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from Ethel
in the archives.
Mertz. Ethel Mertz was on the cover 1970.
Vivian Vance, others know her as.
Yep.
No, sure. she was
a very attractive lady.
Fred was
homely.
I'm gonna throw one at you. I'm gonna throw one at you right now.
Oh, please.
How about Miss Cheryl David and Lawrence Larry?
Yeah. But basically every woman he dates on Curbed, he would never pull in real life.
But in real life, his wife was gorgeous.
Right, so it actually is.
Yeah, so
it
works out. That pretty much
he's married again now.
Ends it.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he is. I've never seen this wife.
Now, you get a lot of friends, too, Michael, with Chandler.
Chandler was a handsome guy.
No, in Ross...
Never got married. You said married.
Yes.
You said married.
I did say married. But the point is that, listen, they were all fairly attractive men on the show. It wasn't like it was that crazy.
All right, by the way, I know he was a doctor, okay? But if he wasn't a doctor,
right?
Cliff Huxtable is going nowhere near Claire Huxtable.
True, oh, you're crazy. Bill Cosby was a good-looking guy.
Well, listen, I feel uncomfortable even furthering this conversation.
Well,
there's been many lists that I could have included Bill Cosby. I didn't for this very reason.
Well, I'm just this is more me wanting to talk about Felicia Rashad, okay?
Right.
I mean, just for God's sake. That's all I'm saying.
Well, Mr. Drummond and the nanny.
That's not a thing.
That wasn't a thing.
They were hooking up. You know they were.
You think so?
Of course.
Well, they didn't marry.
Okay.
They kept it under wraps.
What about Martin?
Also, the Fresh Prince, that guy and his wife, they don't belong together.
Uncle Phil, he was rich.
I know he was rich, but his wife was beautiful.
Right, but the character was very rich. Now, what about Martin and Gina from Martin? I mean, I'm sorry, Martin Lawrence, I'm sure he looks great. You know, he's rich. But, I mean, in real life, he was a two-bit schlocky radio jock with Gina.
Well, the classic question during all these top fives is who you're taking out.
Now, I also know, Don, you did specify married, and it's not happened yet. How about Rosenberg and Miss Hatton?
Listen. Peter would admit that.
Can I join?
That's right. Thank you, man. Sure you can.
All right. let's talk Giants football. Here's Dable. That's right, the man, on forcing two red zone turnovers yesterday.
Yeah, you know, two good players for us, two good leaders. Not mistaken, Leo got that first one out in the pile there, and then Belton made a good play after they hit a couple big plays. You know, red zone defense, we've been playing it fairly well this year. This was in the fringe area, high red zone. Good plays. You know, everything starts up front, whether it's the defensive line or the offensive line, and Dexter and Leo, along with some other guys that have been playing in there, have been doing a good job for us. We're going to continue to need that.
And here's Dable on Galladay's struggles.
I mean, it's after one game. You never know what can happen week to week. Go out there and try to have a good week of practice and take it day by day.
And
he's not playing him for sure.
Well, yeah, and here he is on not playing him late in the game.
Just made a decision to play Isaiah. It's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know what people want him to say. Well, he shouldn't. Coaches aren't going to do that. But players know what the deal is. He got yanked.
And deservedly so.
Yeah.
I mean, what does the back of your card mean? You got to live in the now. Team's trying to win games. You're dropping passes. Who gives you the best chance to win? I know, ideally, on paper, you would think Galladay would give them a better chance to win, but that hasn't been the case. You got to earn your playing time. You got to earn your targets.
Let's hear from Saquon the Chef, Saquon Barkley, on his contract talks with the front office.
Yeah, I mean, we got into a little bit of conversation, but at the end of the day, put that in the past. That was a bye week. Obviously, we weren't able to come to agreement during the bye week, and my mindset is just focus on the rest of the season. Next week, going to Detroit and let it go. When that opportunity comes up again, focus on it then.
And here's Saquon on just being healthy and happy to be a part of the Giants turnaround.
Being healthy during it, not something that I'm shocked about. You know, I believe in having positive thinking. You know, I've been vocal about it when I was hurt that, you know, I feel like we're going to get back on track. And, you know, I want to be part of the reason to help us get back on track.
You know, I bring this up all the time. Why can't you negotiate during the season? Why? You're not the one in the room. Have your agents, all right, this is their final offer. They're going to give you $15 million a year for 5 years, $50 million guaranteed. Is that going to really take you off your game? So you can only do it during the bye week? Stop the insanity.
But I kind of see, all right, think of it this way. Friday night, you get a call from your agent. It's like, we're really close, man. I'm telling you, I think we can get this done.
Right.
So just go out there, continue to kick butt on Sunday, and we should be good. You telling me that's not going to weigh on a player's mind?
Well, you have to the player has to tell the agent, don't tell me how close we are, how far we are. If we have an offer, just come to me and I'll say yay or nay.
But he knows they're talking. It's the bye week, right? So, and the reason, if there's no bye week, let's say the agent gets a phone call from the Giants today. Says, I want to start talking again. He's going to tell Saquon. He's not going to hide it from him. So now Saquon's thinking, all right, I got to stay healthy. I got to have a big game against the Lions. I understand. I hear your side of it too. Guys, you go to work, get it done. You know what I want, and call me when it's done. But the start gets in the paper. Rumors start to happen. People start talking. Do you really need that distraction?
I would when it comes to millions of dollars.
Let's move to a team that's not performing quite as well as the Giants, and that would be the 6-7 New York Knicks. Can you believe it? They lost a game after giving up 145 points.
That's not good for Theo.
Also, would they score 45 points in the
48,
first?
48, Michael.
So, I mean, this is a really bad loss because Thiago Diabo is all about, like, defense.
Well, here is Thiago Diabo. Tom Thibodeau on the team giving up 145.
Disappointed. The game started off pretty easy, 48-36, but it was free-flowing. There was no resistance. And then second quarter, third quarter was the same. So, you know, the defense, the rebounding, that effort has to be counted on every night. And so the player's too good, you know, to give that type of confidence away right from the start.
Also, I don't know if you know this, Peter. The Thunder are awful.
Yeah. That was Well, they're not awful. That got them to the same record as the Knicks.
Yeah, well,
but they're a team that they're. I mean, there's talk about them maybe tanking, trading Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. They're thinking about trading him because they want that kid Wembanyama, who's unbelievable. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing his name.
The big kid.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. People are saying he might be a better prospect than LeBron was at that age.
And correct me if I'm wrong. I don't have the numbers in front of me. That's not the first time the Thunder have come in and beat the Knicks at the Garden. Seems like a regular occurrence the last few years. Somebody can look that up.
I feel like you're right there. That's a very good point. Here's Thibodeau. Why does this keep happening?
And that's the thing. The challenge for us is to be consistent. We can't be up and down. It's a hard league. There's no shortcuts in this league. 135 points, we should be walking out with a win. But if we don't play defense, we're not going to. So that's one thing that we have to be able to count on.
You know, everybody who listens to the show knows we want the Knicks to win. They're on our station. It's good for everybody. But it's the same excuses for years.
Yeah.
It never changes. Well, consistent, we don't play defense, we score that. It's the same thing. I'm so over it.
They've really
been. Let's get some consistency. The only thing consistent is their inconsistency.
They've been pretty much the same team for a decade.
It's amazing, Don. They really have. Oh, they didn't feel like they got the other team wanted it more. We didn't play defense. We got to spread the ball around. I mean, stop. Just get better. Also, I've got a question for people out there. Why are the Knicks, I haven't seen every NBA team play this year. Why don't they have a sponsor logo on their jersey? The Nets do. The Lakers do.
They haven't had one at some points.
They had it last year. They don't have it this year. So either they're holding out for a tremendous amount of money, or for some reason people don't want to buy the Knicks.
Well, no,
they bought the Nets.
If you're buying the Nets, you're buying the Knicks.
You would think so.
So if anybody has an answer for me. We've had this at the station back in the day. It's like, well, why don't we have this? Well, because there's a certain number we want. I'm like, but more is better than zero. But I guess they have a number in their head that they want it to go for, and they haven't gotten it yet, I guess.
Weird. It looks so weird that they don't have it.
I like it. I mean, if they're standing up for something like we don't want to do it, it'd be cool. But like you said, they had it last year, so it's not like it's any – like they're not on any moral high ground here.
You know what I'd like to do right now, guys? I'd like to give out a pair of tickets to the K-Show 20 celebration.
No way. Really?
Yeah, that's right. November 18th. That's this Friday to you and me. It's going down at the Palladium in Manhattan. It's brought to you by the MohicanSunCasino.com app, the U.S. Army New York City Recruiting Battalion, Fordham University Athletics, Coors Light, keeping New York chill, and Tullamore Dew. When it's time to celebrate, it's Tully time. And, of course, you can get your tickets at kshow20.com. But right now, the fifth caller at 888-987-ESPN. You'll be hanging out with the three of us. You'll be hanging out with the great Joey Salvia, Rick DiPietro, Dave Rothenberg, Chris Carlin, Joe Torre, Seth Rollins, Nick Mangold, Sauce Gardner.
You think that Carlin has his 10 minutes or 20 minutes done yet?
I think he's still working on it.
I bet you he's really nervous.
Did I forget one of the guests? Oh, Christopher Mad Dog Russo.
Oh, don't forget Chris.
Did you say Joe Torre?
Of course I did.
All right.
People get thrown off because that's the first one you say.
All right, let's.
By the way, great job by Greek over at ESPN. Yes.
There you go.
For letting us know the record for the Thunder at Madison Square Garden. Now, it's been a while since the Thunder have been any good, right?
Yep.
Last night was the fifth, yesterday afternoon was the fifth straight win at the Garden, and they are 10-4 since 2009.
Descansiat.
That's not what you want.
Not what you want.
No.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's go to the other side of not what you want, and that's the Brooklyn Nets. Here's Jacques Vaughn after the Nets lost to the Lakers on when Kyrie could return.
It's going to be interesting. I think overall as an organization, my job has been to concentrate on this team right here that's at hand. And when we reach that time with Kai, then we'll figure some things out. But right now I've been focused on this group and leading this group.
Kevin Durant, have you spoken to Kyrie?
Yeah, spirits is high. Looking forward to playing the game. You know, Kai, he's a gamer. He loves to play. So hopefully all this stuff is just over with and we can move past it and get him back on the floor soon.
I have bad news, guys, with regard to Kyrie Irving.
What's going on?
He has unfollowed me on Instagram.
Interesting.
Oh, so he's heard what you said.
I don't know.
He's a big listener to the show, or was.
I DM'd him, too, and told him some honest feelings over DM. So maybe it was just that. He read it and said, no, I'm good.
So then if he unfollows you, you can't DM, right?
I can, but he likely won't see it, or he can pretend not to see it if you don't follow the person back. That's the beauty. Sad. So that relationship is over, but hey, what are you going to do?
Well, that's what happens when you have a sports talk show.
He takes the followers, I think, a little too literally on social media. You could follow somebody, but that doesn't mean you have to be in lockstep with everything that they believe and say.
Right. Listen, I can't feel bad. Kyrie literally made it borderline impossible to not at some point say something irritating, like something that would sound rude to him, because he's stood on so many ridiculous principles over the last few years. Here's Kyrie over the weekend on Twitter. I was not put here on earth to participate in any religious or political wars or incite racial disharmony, prejudice within communities. We are all equal under the sun, and I am here to participate in the building of an equal world and follow the word from the Most High, God, Yah.
Okay.
So many really words required instead of just saying, I'm sorry, the next day. There's so many words.
I was going to say that, Peter. He just doesn't make it easy. Even like a simple statement like that. He just elevates himself to a level that he thinks he's above everybody else.
He just refuses to take the L.
I recorded the great Juan Epp His Life podcast today, and we talked to Nori, who is the legendary Queens rapper who interviewed Kanye the day Kanye, you know, really did it all, right? When he went off on that podcast. That was Nori's show. And I said to Nori, I was like, why were you able to figure out what no one else could? Nori did the interview. It didn't go well in terms of at least the messages being put out by Kanye. He called up my show and others the next day and said, I just want to apologize. I got it wrong. I shouldn't have had him on the show. We're taking it down. Like, why is it so hard if people say they're bothered by something and be like, hey, my bad. I just don't get it.
Why would he take it down? I mean, let Kanye do whatever he wants to himself.
I think he was getting criticized for not standing up to the things that he was saying.
I think people are so eager to do that, all right? As an interviewer, all you could do is ask the questions. You can't force him into answers that you want him to give. And if he wants to, like, set fire to himself, then he sets fire to himself. And, you know, one of the things I've always said, you know, the criticisms of Mike Francesa when Alex sat down and said, I've never done that. Why did you let him say that? Because you asked a question and Alex said what he said. That's it. You can't make somebody's. I think he's crazy to have taken it down.
But hold on. There's a difference between you ask someone a question, yes or no, they lie about that answer. That's not your job to then go back and forth. But if someone is espousing one crazy belief after another that
let them do it to himself.
It doesn't mean that you're
approving it.
Well, but don't you think it becomes a moral quandary about where you draw the line, and it's not the right thing to do is not to remain quiet?
Well, you could say whatever you want afterward, but, I mean, at that point, you're going to get into a debate with a guy? I mean, did you hear Chappelle over the weekend? He kind of intimated that Kanye and Kyrie might not be right. More than intimated. Might not be right. Not like their
thought. Oh, like in the
mind. Yeah.
Right. Yes,
something
yes.
might be wrong.
Yeah. He said that clearly about Kanye.
No, he's not the first person to say it.
No. He said it clearly about Kyrie, too.
I did laugh pretty hard when he said, Kanye got in so much trouble, Kyrie Irving got in trouble. I thought Chappelle was really good. I know there's some people who have been critical of it. From my vantage, I thought he waded into a really complex thing and was pointed and interesting and also funny. I know some people didn't like it. Some people did. Well, I thought it was pretty good.
If comedy wasn't dead, it'd be funny, but it's dead.
Donnie Mineta just clears things up for us. The Knicks have brought in the Sport 5 agency to assist the NBA franchise's search for a new Jersey Pats sponsor. Only the Knicks, Grizzlies, and Wizards do not have a jersey sponsor.
Hmm. Well, I do like trying to like to find the right marriage, right? Like, just not. I'm sure they've got plenty of choices and throw something on there, but they want to make it work. I'm cool with that.
Let's listen to some audio from yesterday. Jacob, is this from the local Minnesota, or is this national broadcast? Okay, this is the national call. If you missed it, this is the Justin Jefferson catch on 4th and 13 late in the Vikings-Bills game.
Cousins back to throw on 4th and 18. He's given time. He wants Jefferson. Climbs the ladder. Oh, my goodness! Justin Jefferson pulled it in! The catch of his life keeps the Vikings' hopes alive! There's no way!
Great call from Joe Davis.
It's a great call. But going back to the conversation we had with Steve Young earlier, how does Lewis, the defensive back, not just swat the ball away? Cam Lewis is trying to pick the ball off, Peter, on 4th and 18. How difficult it is in the huddle to say, listen, if there's a chance at a pick, don't intercept it. We want the field position. Knock the ball down. Watch him. His hands are together like a wide receiver trying to pick it off. It's a great catch. It's a catch that should never have happened. Swat the ball out of his hands. Why are you trying to pick the ball off? And Steve's nice about it, right? Well, you know, athletes sometimes, they get caught up. No, it's stupid. It's a dumb play that pretty much cost the Bills the game. Because at 27-23, Peter, knock it down, you get the ball. Game's over. What are you doing?
Here's Justin Jefferson on the catch.
It's just the way my body, how it went up, him catching the ball in his hands and me taking it from him. The whole play was crazy, but, you know, it starts with the O-line. It starts with blocking, giving Kirk that time to give me that opportunity to go up and make a play. It's not me. You know, this is a collective team win. So many people played so many different parts in this win. Glad to be 8-1.
I'll tell you right now, guys, to me, that became the moment yesterday that Justin Jefferson became the number one guy in the league.
Yeah.
Wow, strong.
Hey, listen, and it's
second
funny.
He's second in yardage, but Don, the timeliness and the way he catches the ball, he is the man, dude.
And he's there because they traded Diggs, so he's playing Diggs, and Diggs had a huge day as well. What do you have,
Diggs?
Like 14 catches?
So Justin Jefferson went for 10 for 193 in a touch. Stephon Diggs, 12 for 128.
I think 10 for 193 is better.
That's, well, your math is absolutely
right.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Not a
more
great
catches,
day.
More yards. Good job, Michael.
Now, not a great day, of course, we know, for Josh Allen. And here's the call from Joe Davis on Fox when Josh Allen needed to get about 6 inches to get out of his own end zone with about 40 seconds left.
Zero breathing room. He tries to sneak it. The ball is loose. Impossible. Do the Vikings have it? Scramble for the ball. It is a touchdown on their last breath.
Unbelievable.
But what's also unbelievable and lost in it because the Bills lost the game is they pooch kick it, so it has to get returned, right? So would they return it to, like, the 28, 26? I'm trying to remember exactly where the line of scrimmage was. Mm-hmm. 36 seconds left, no timeouts.
Still got into field goal range.
Peter, Mark, they for a 25-yard field goal.
It's absolute
now,
madness.
How do you get they're getting 20, 25 yards at a clip and getting out of bounds? Like what do you – defend the sidelines, make them complete it up the middle, take some time off the clock. Now, there was a pass interference, but they were already in field goal range at the time. Like, they just marched right down the field.
Guys,
like nobody was there.
You know why I feel so bad for Bills fans? After, of course, the history with the four Super Bowls. Now, you have in the last year, the Bills were a part of two of the greatest games of the last, like, 10 years on the losing end of both.
And
brutal.
And I get what Steve says about closing. And nobody is ever going to say that Josh Allen isn't a phenomenal MVP-caliber quarterback. But I can't question closing, whether it's – now, it's not his fault what happened against Kansas City last year. It was his defense. But this year, he was awful against the Jets last week, which is going to come back to haunt them if they ever lose this division. Because even if it's the Jets who don't take advantage, it's a conference loss. It's a divisional loss, which could kill him. Yesterday, he said it was his fault, the fumble at the goal line. He throws a pick when they already got three in their pocket. Now, I know you want to go for the touchdown because the field goal probably doesn't leave you enough time to win the game, but wouldn't you rather tie than lose?
Listen, Don, it's an inexcusable pass. There's no doubt about it. That will do it for ENN on this Monday, November 14th.
Tremendous. Really, really special.
And I left stuff on the table. I got more here. I left stuff.
Oh, wow.
That's when you know it's good.
That's when you know.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.